welcome everyone to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Thursday, the 18th day of December, 2025. I want to I want to ask everyone, does it feel like Christmas? Does it feel like Christmas to you? Just asking. Elf on the Shelf? I don't know. Maybe not Elf on the Shelf, but Steve Quayle on deck here. Steve Quayle.com. Renaissance Precious Metals, Gen 6. You know the drill. All the links will be in the program description box at HagmannPI.com. We're having a little trouble caressing Rumble and integrating that with the website. So you just have to go one extra step. Just go to HagmannPI.com, click on the title, and then above the title, you'll see a big thing in text saying, yeah, click here to watch a video. So I'm just making you go through one extra step if you do that. Otherwise, hey, we're golden. Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. Again, welcome, Steve. Good to see you. Glad you're here.
Well, thank you, Doug. And again, we're going to have a twofold show. I'm on solo with you the first hour. And then in the second hour, we're going to bring Jonathan Sosa on. He's takes over my show, The Q-Files, a couple days a week. And it's a magnificent gift to hear multiple people. And Jonathan hears from the Lord. I was interested in the fact that he had already been told by the Lord I would ask him to come on and be a host to fill in essence, to give me a break. But that's in the second hour. Right now, in the first hour, Doug, we're seeing the most, how do I say this, the most hideous shenanigans, the biggest lies, and we're seeing planted evidence appearing real. The pair principle, I just made that up, but planted evidence appearing real. So what's going on in the precious metals market is probably one of the most important series of events happening in the history of the world in the financial arena, because we're going to talk about things that are happening in the silver market. Now, I want everyone to understand something. There is no official price, even though dealers can still price off a spot. Because the biggest whales, those are people with huge money, private individuals and sovereign wealth funds, are buying all of the deliverable silver they can get. That means that if you have a future and the contracts come due, I think on the 23rd of December, you can expect, on a normal series of events, you can expect to get your silver. Tomorrow, this is critical, everyone. Remember, it's Friday. After the markets close, the Commodities Future Trading Corporation, the people that regulate all this stuff, are going to issue a statement. And they're going to basically say to everybody who expects to take delivery, they're changing the rules. They've already changed the margin requirements. And so you used to be able to basically, and this is how banks manipulated and also big time investment houses manipulated silver price. The silver price is breaking free. So ladies and gentlemen, I put up a story yesterday, maybe it was today, I'm sorry, but I started warning on my podcast yesterday, Doug, that Samsung, you know, one of the biggest electronic manufacturers in the world out of Korea, flew into Mexico. And I'm the origin of the story, and I take full responsibility for it. And, you know, people, it's interesting. People, unless they see it in the headlines, they won't believe it until it becomes headlines. By the time that happens, Doug, it's too late. So the president of Samsung flew into Mexico and went to one of the biggest mines. For the record, Mexico is the largest silver producer in the world, followed by China, and then next is Peru. And the Mexican government informed the head of Samsung that they can't give them any silver because they agreed to sell every ounce of silver coming out of the mines for, and this is interesting, to China. China bid up $5 over spot. And it was yesterday, it was like $70, $72. And they're buying, I think they're looking for somewhere around 25 million ounces, okay? Then after being turned down by Mexico, they flew, obviously the team, the Samsung team, flew down to Peru, where they were met with the same ditto statement. I'm sorry, but we've already agreed to sell all of our metals to China. China paid upfront in cash for the total mine productions of both those countries. Okay, upfront in cash. So let's say 2 to 5 million ounces, and you know, just quick and dirty, 1.3 billion to 2.5 billion. Those are billions of dollars, have already been fronted to both Mexico and Peru, and Mexico and Peru have already signed China. China has done an end run around the not only strategic minerals now, but they've also done an amazing job. Listen, if people can't recognize brilliance just because you don't politically agree with something, then you're the loser. So, wait, there's more. So, in the last 24 hours, and I know how this does, I can tell an anecdote, but I know how tarmac deals work. A tarmac is obviously where jets and planes land, you know, in different airfields, but what's happening is that, for instance, Russia won't sell silver unless they trade for gold. So a tarmac deal is when the buyer of the commodity, in this place, we're talking about silver, this case, we're talking about silver, and when the silver is transferred on the tarmac, the gold equivalent has to be transferred to Russia. Does that make sense? You want to buy our silver? You pay in gold. The Chinese are paying in gold, you know, in essence, to Mexico and also to Peru. But the United States has been aced out of the market. And again, we're dealing tonight's title, and I got to read it, Market Meltdowns, Madness and Destruction. We're watching the end of the manipulated futures trading contracts. They're going bye-bye. Everything will be done on a reality-based trading of and commitment of traders, but it'll be done in real time. The United States is the only country in the world that allows people to basically sell silver they don't possess, either in the future for a higher price or in the future for a lower price. Shorts and longs. And so now it's critical because it's going to break the back of silver manipulation. When people finally get it, that this will disrupt on a global scale, not just the price of gold and silver, and platinum's going wild. And I told everybody, almost a year ago, go platinum, go palladium, because the biggest return on the market, even over gold, is when platinum typically supersedes the price of gold, and gold's now, $4,400 or $4,300 and change. The ratio favors platinum, and then palladium went from $80 an ounce all the way up to $2,300 or $2,400 an ounce. By the way, a lot of people I sold palladium to made a lot of money on that. But here's what I want people to understand. When the markets crash, your silver and your gold will be that which you barter for, that which you will acquire, whatever you're going to acquire. You need gasoline? A farmer's got 500 gallons he'll sell you. It's $20 a gallon at that point. I'm not saying it is now. And, you've got, let's say, 10 ounces of silver that's worth the $2,000, $200 an ounce that the farmer wants. The established commodity trading equivalent, okay, in other words, what is one commodity priced in relationship to gold and silver, is going to go kick into effect immediately. Now, what President Putin did, brilliant, brilliant, ladies and gentlemen, he basically put honesty into the gold market. Forget all the British BS and all the slamming and all of the personal attacks on him. He set a benchmark. This is done a couple of years ago at, let's see, $50 US per gram. That brought up gold to $1,600, I think, at $50. Remember this. Now today it's $4,300, $4,400 and change. That's the spot price. But behind the scenes, everything has a new sliding scale that is valiant. If you've got corn, you're going to trade. If you've got hogs, if you've got cattle, whatever commodity you have that people used to be able to set, you know, their future production or their future food requirements, you know, for people that package food, they're all now basically being destroyed in the U.S. by manipulated markets. And that's how even some of the biggest, and look, I'm not pushing anybody's company, but Tyson Foods just closed down one of their biggest plants. The idea, everyone, and please handle this and handle it in a realistic manner, is that they, our, how should I say this, government is not playing, in my opinion, with a full deck or even a transparent deck. I heard, and you did too, that there's no inflation in America. That couldn't have been a Pinocchio exaggeration. And Eric, would you put up the chart that I had sent you on King World News? And it's the one that shows a stopwatch with inflation on it. And I sent it to, you know, the way we typically communicate. But Doug, the actual, yeah, there we go. And if you could scroll down, Eric, please. This is critical. These are real numbers. And Doug, if you want to read, if you would, because you can probably see it easier. And this is Charlie Bello, price increases over the last 5 years. And go ahead and look at these, Doug. And I mean, this is where the price has gone. You tell me if any of those have negative signs on them. Go ahead, Doug.
All right. Let me, I'm about 10 seconds behind on the chat. So do I, one thing I can see is no, I don't see any negative signs on any of them. Yeah, I'm having a difficult time reading.
Hey, I'll do it. I don't want to waste valuable time.
Go ahead.
Consumer price index, used cars are up 20.4%. New cars are up 20.6%. Food at home is up 25.2%. Family health insurance, 26%. Shelter, 28%. Food away from home, fast food, et cetera, 29.8%. And here's the big one, electricity, 38.3%. Gas utilities, 41.3%. Transportation, 42.4%. U.S. home prices, 45%. And gasoline, 49.6%. Fuel oil, 54%. Now look at this. Ground beef, 62.4%. Auto insurance, boy, did I just get my shock in the mail today, 65.6. Dozen eggs, 97%. And what is happening is expect more inflation. And in essence, the commodities themselves, and this is from the gentleman who's writing, and all this will add fuel to the gold, silver, and mining share bull markets. Because the dollar, remember, has been talked into oblivion, even by the government. As goes the American dollar, so goes the nation. So Michael Oliver, very smart man, I follow him. He tells every investor what they need to be doing with gold, silver, mining stocks, and much more. And that's a link to one of Eric King, King World News' article. But what I think is the critical factor in this part of the show is getting people to understand that the demands on the silver market are becoming so overwhelming that the futures that would have normally been able to deliver the metals to the future contract, the silver contract holders, our gold, there's none to deliver. You and I did a show, multiple shows, where I held up a piece of paper and said, would you rather have this piece of paper that says you have 100 ounces of gold that you can redeem, whatever expiration date that you agreed to, or would you rather have the gold in hand, the gold in hand, or the golden man with the golden gun, James Bond. But I'm talking about gold in your hand. I then went on to great detail saying ETFs, exchange traded fraud. That's what I call it. But now it's fun. No, it's fraud, because you cannot sell what does not exist except in the United States. You can't do it. The rest of the world, if you, Doug Hagman, say you have 100 ounces of silver and you want to sell it at $50 higher than the official spot price, if gold goes to that price, you have to sell it, and you have to have it in your hand, or you have to have it with a company. You can't sell naked shorts, meaning there's nothing there. The only place where naked shorts is in Washington, D.C., but that's another story. The bottom, I can't even say bottom line. That doesn't even apply anymore without different connotations. But the point is that you cannot sell what you do not possess. And likewise, let's say you made a killing, you know, had a astonishing returns. In the United States, you can sell commodities short you do not possess. All around the world, you can't do that. Some countries, it's a capital offense. And how would you like to be stuck in some of the prisons all in, you know, let's say this, toilet holes around the world? So you have to be able to deliver a commodity. And that's what's going on. President Putin, now listen to me, when somebody that does right in the sight of the Lord, he'll be blessed. And today there's a hugest fight, or a large fight, going on over the $300 billion of Russian assets stolen by NATO, okay? And they've even come out to say, well, we're already investing that. That's not their money to invest. And the thing that I want everyone to understand, the way to de-escalate World War III is to give the Russians their money back. Look, we don't see everything behind the scenes, but planted evidence appearing real, the pair factor, look at all the lies concerning the Steele dossier. Who was behind it? Well, I'll tell you who was behind it, U.S. intelligence and British intelligence, because everybody in the national security establishment, I know of no exceptions, the heads of the three-letter agencies, the deputy directors, that's where the power lie in the DDoS is, they all basically committed, they lied under oath. They perjured themselves. And so even concerning all of the stolen election, that was hideous. But the Republican zombies, the zombie cons, I'm beginning to think there are more of those than less of those, they went along with it. There were very few men, actually more women with spines, to stand up and speak against the stolen election. Well, here's what I want everybody to understand. The purpose of the Steele dossier was to place blame on Russia. Look, I know the background on that. I know the players on that. And for obvious reasons, some of that stuff I won't share. But it was to that was the Chinese didn't want Russia and U.S. syncing up. And so, you know, Victoria Nuland, you know, the players in the deep background, Margaret Thatcher, that were basically telling lies about the Ukraine, the Minsk agreement. And that's what I wish Tucker Carlson would have zeroed in on when he was interviewing President Putin. Not once. And I want to share this. Not once has I would say uncharacteristic behavior come out of Moscow versus perpetual lies, and that's what they are, and perpetual planted evidence appearing real, and the whole shift. Here's the bottom line. We'll go on. The bottom line was the United States absolutely was our quote elected officials, not true, our chosen officials, true. But they were hooked in, they were synced to all agree to a false narrative. And President Trump, he wasn't lying. Now, look, I'm defending the integrity of elections, okay? But what they did to the president was heinous, wicked, and it was, in essence, it's Saul Alinsky's rules of radicals, read the 13th rule, and they did that. Now they're doing the same thing to President Putin. If I were to nominate somebody for, they're going to love this, Doug, and I don't care about the feedback, I would nominate for the Nobel Peace Prize, I would nominate Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. He went worldwide trying to get people to basically say, stop the craziness. And yet people want to proceed with nuclear war, and it's going to happen, and I'm going to transition, the same force of evil behind the manipulation of the metals. When the manipulation of the metals is broken, our country will be absolutely nothing but a token. I can back that up with numbers. I'll let you guys listen to all the YouTube videos. There's some great videos out there. I mean, great videos. There's people that know what they're talking about. There's people that know what they're doing. There's people that have been traders all their life. T-R-A-D-E-R-S. We used to have traders. Now we have traders. T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. But this is what's going on. This is unjust measures. In essence, the American people have been scalped. They have been financially disemboweled. Their future has been robbed from them. Their homes have been robbed from them. The middle class has been assassinated. This is a coordinated effort to destroy the middle class. I sound like a broken record, but now I say, look, I don't need to say anymore. The middle class has been destroyed. I don't know if you would agree with that, Doug, and go ahead and take it, because I got to take some water and take a breath. That's pretty good for not holding, for holding my breath.
Well, of course, you know, I do agree with what you said. One of the folks, if you're interested in a deep dive on really understanding Ukraine, the book Provoked by Scott Horton is perhaps the go-to reference. But what Steve said is absolutely right with respect to Ukraine. And don't forget, that's the casino royale of the West. And you know, so there's a reason why things were punched off back in the early to 2010 to 2014 time period. So there's that. With respect to silver, I recall a couple of comments. Folks, I'm sure you might recall this as well. You know, silver might get to $1,000 an ounce, gold $10,000, or whatever the numbers were. But you may not want to live in that world. And if you think about it, if you look at what's taking place, okay, right now with the inflation, man, it seems to be about right. Okay, now, is there a connection, obviously, between the two, the inflation and the busting loose of the silver market? Well, maybe, Steve, if you want to enhance that a little bit more, refine that a little bit more to tell us how that's intertwined exactly. You know, dumb it down for me, because
make it simple.
Go ahead.
There are no markets, only manipulations. When silver is divested from the market manipulations, the people that are putting out those numbers, they're not just, you know, basically taking shots at tequila and throwing darts on the dartboard. They absolutely have the best well-reasoned statements. You know, look, simple. Bill Holder said, take the debt of the United States, divide it by, quote, the claimed amount of gold in Fort Knox and everything, and divide it, and it comes out to, I think, $135,000 an ounce. Why has not Fort Knox been audited?
Well, that's, we've been asking that question pretty consistently.
An
well, because yeah. it would frighten the hell out of, well, it would piss off a lot of people. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians and the Chinese have been buying massive amounts of gold, massive amounts of silver, and the new global, if you will, trading system away from the U.S. dollar is already in place. And when you deal with the international transfer of funds, they're going to go, all the 154 nations, there are 154 nations that have already agreed behind the scenes to use the new trading platform and the new trading money transfer system, which will be instantaneous, Doug, okay? And the SWIFT system, which is the international fund transfer, is going bye-bye, because the United States has used that as a weapon against anybody that we determine as an enemy, okay? Well, that's just about now every nation. So I'm telling everyone this. The United States, you may not like me to say this, but I don't care. This is the truth. I really don't. That we're being isolated from the rest of the world because of all of the events that are absolutely opposed to the constructs of a society, and a society built around one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now we're one nation, one divided nation, and I'm saying this, it's no longer under God. That's been divided for them all, okay? I used to say, and Doug, I said on your program when we started talking, what, 25 years ago on talk radio, the rape, pillage, and plunder the United States is going under. You know, last 5 years said the United States is experiencing a communist takeover and takedown. That's not hyperbole. That's not, oh, you're such a you're such a conspiracy theorist. I am a conspiracy realist. When somebody uses a word on you, me, or anybody who knows the truth, and somebody labels you a conspiracy theorist, that is a neuro-linguistic term, meaning it's like a hypnotic statement over and over and over to get you to question your own eyes or your own ears. There's no inflation. Are you kidding me? I just put up the chart. And that's by a really smart guy. So how many people have to tell the truth in order for people to believe the truth? That's a question, you know? Evidently not enough at this point. We are being fed on a world of lies. I've said it before, as America lies, so it dies. So we're no longer equal justice under the law. We're no longer protecting, you know, bottom line is there's no protection for white Americans in America anymore because the DEI people have basically declared war on white America, especially Christians. And one of the things I want people to understand is critical is that those in the secret, and this is a good word, labyrinths of evil, underground, if you will, mazes of evil, I've got their eyes set on anyone who tells the truth, anyone declares that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that Jesus Christ is coming again, that the only way to stand right with a holy God is through his terms, but everybody's rewriting, you know, even the Bible in their own understanding. That is not what truth is. And this country used to honor God. Listen, there is no honor in this country. There is no fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord means a reverential awe. What there is a intellectual acknowledgement of a force. There's and unfortunately, the pukesters in the pulpit, the shakedown artist extraordinaire, the mega church maniacs, none of them, and I listen, preach repentance. Jonathan's going to deal with that when we bring him on at the top of the hour. None of them teach, turn from your wicked ways, and everybody wants to remind God of what he said, but nobody wants to listen to what God said. You want my blessing? Here's what you got to do. And this is what I think is critical. In the book of Romans and other places in the New Testament, when even a man that doesn't acknowledge God does that which is right in his sight, God will bless that because he's doing that which is right. In other words, God doesn't change his mind, roll dice, and this is what some people make the God of creation, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, they think he's kind of like the gambler. That's not the case. The foundations of the earth are established. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to the people. And I don't think people look at that scripture right. If you take the average worldview of, I would say this, America's Destasticus, okay, disgusting America, we're doing child mutilation, we're doing every form of abrogation of truth, we're not defending the innocent, we're not dealing with the poor or the widows or orphans, we're just basically devouring everybody and anyone that isn't a megalomaniac, mega billionaire. Not all billionaires are megalomaniacs, but the ones you and I are seeing, they are. Because let me give you a good example, and this affects the silver market. I'm coming right around. When you have, in my opinion, Peter Thiel, Thiel, who is the money and the driving force between or beyond and behind Palantir, which is a word out of the Lord of the Rings. When he's talking about the Antichrist, he's talking more about the Antichrist that he is misrepresenting and saying that anybody who talks about AI, that would be me, and everybody who does, are blocking or encouraging the Antichrist to come. It's twisted, brother. It's beyond twisted, sister. It is a twisted aberration of the scripture that, in essence, the Antichrist, he's saying, is good. And the surveillance society, which will go down to your urine, and I'm telling you point blank, I told people this 7 years ago. It isn't I told you this, but it's happening. When you stand at a urinal with your universal ID, or women don't stand at urinals, biologically correct women, they will have computers that will be computing the actual, you know, it's kind of like a qualitative analysis. And people say, oh, you're just so out there, until the people that are working on those units came forward and say, hey, look at this. You will be able to tell what you eat. We'll be able to tell how many calories you eat, or how many drinks you've drunk. Is that right? Drinks you've drank or drinks you've drunk. Oh, well, the point is that drink, drank, and drunk, that's how far the technology has gone. And then beyond that, Doug, every single person that goes into the Maven, M-A-V-E-N system that Palantir has sold the U.S. government, they will be known down to their genome. They will be known down to their gene sequence. They'll be known down to their xenotypes. You know, for instance, the people in, I'm not saying this just affects Iceland, but Iceland has one of the most purest defined genotypes of any nation in the world, okay? It's so unique that I believe, I don't know who bought it, but somebody bought the entire genetic makeup of Iceland a decade ago, because that's pure, and say this pure, this is not a racist statement. This isn't an Aryan nation statement. This is biological, what would you say, empiric evidence. And it's problematic that now we're going to be known literally down to our genetic level. We're being stripped of anything that could be formally known as privacy, formally known as being able to do what we want when we want. And so when I hear that our government is funding Maven, I mean, paying huge money, and I hope everybody caught this. You know, look, if anybody believes the whole purpose of tearing off the wing of the White House is to put a ballroom dancing, Trump let it slip the other day. He said it's a matter of national security. Did you pick that up, Doug?
Yes, and I know other outlets did as well, and there was some discussion about it, but if you have any knowledge about what that is, I mean, I would suspect there's some underground things going on there, but what do you know?
Sure. I'll tell you what it is. They're building the cerebral cortex for the AI and the entire Maven and the integration of all AI programs, and that the United States wants, they absolutely want to be the leading biggest kid on the block. We're 20 years behind in our weapons development, 20 years. We're 20 years behind in cyber warfare. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, one of the first things that I think it was Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, did was dismiss our cyber warfare experts in the military. Now, does that sound a little crazy? We're talking about AI. We're talking about cyber warfare. We're talking about all of the events that are taking place. And so that complex that's going under the White House is what President Trump meant. And he said it out of his mouth. It's a matter of national security. Well, it's not about putting on your high heel shoes as a man and, going dancing. It's about a cover story. And you can put any anything on top of the ground. But remember this, it's not what you see on top of the ground, it's underground. Obviously, there are bomb shelters, there are tunnels, and every underground military base has high-speed magnetic levitation trains that can take people, I mean, from coast to coast in, you know, under a half an hour, some even faster than that. So what we're watching, everyone, is the war of technology, and we are so far behind that there's no way to catch up. One of the appointees, and forgive me, I don't remember his name, I'm into concepts, and the concept that he was saying, look, I can't bring America into the cyber warrior phase because we're too far behind, you know? And I made the statement, well, if we hadn't acted like a bunch of behinds, we wouldn't be this far behind. And, you know, I'm trying to be very civil tonight. The point is that that's what's going on, Doug. It will become the cerebral cortex for all of the AI programs and also communications, the quantum computer center. And China is so far ahead of the United States. Russia is so far ahead of the United States. That's the truth. I mean, the Chinese did a mind-boggling smart thing, putting quantum computers into outer space, because one of the problems in geosynchronous orbit, one of the problems is on when you're dealing with computers with that much computing power, you generate massive amounts of heat. In order to offset the heat, you have to use water. Water is being robbed from communities to cool the jets, pun intended, of the AI operating systems that are going so fast. What did Russia do? Russia did the most genius move. Listen, this is truth. They moved their portable floating nuclear reactors into the Arctic. Today, there was a story that Russia's 8 nuclear icebreakers. Russia has 8. I don't know if the only one we have is nuclear or not, but they're moving into the, they are going to control the Arctic, okay? The North Pole. They have absolutely built an infrastructure where they use the cold air, and obviously it's not, you know, 80 degrees tropical weather on the North Pole, but that works to their advantage because they do not need to use any power to cool all of their advanced computing, okay? So the problem is when the United States refuses to acknowledge this, and I'm watching it happen in real time, Doug. I see, you know, seasoned admirals and I see seasoned generals being fired by somebody that's not an admiral or a general, and that obviously is the Secretary of Defense. I have seen reference, you know, been told, you can't fight Venezuela with a ground invasion like Normandy, okay? You can't do it. And nor do we have the right to go in and steal Venezuela's assets. And for the record, everyone, when Trump reached out to all the oil companies who had all of their billions and billions of dollars seized by the Venezuelan government, not one oil company was willing to commit to going back into Venezuela. Why should they? They lost billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. So that's why he's making a statement, well, that's our property. No, it's not. The best intel I have, and look, I get rumor, I get reality, and I get supposition. My job is to get other multiple witnesses in the mouth, the two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So when, Doug, a good example on silver market, when I told people that, look, Morgan put their entire trading desk and moved their entire physical metals holding to Singapore. And if you want to know, there's a company there, Malka Amit, M-A-L-K-A-A-M-I-T. It's one of the strategic staging places, obviously in Indonesia, where people move big dollars. Obviously, I have on my website, Gold Switzerland. I don't think there's anybody smarter. Well, I know it. And I've interviewed Egon von Geiertz. Egon von Geiertz, in my opinion, is the smartest man on gold in the world. And I've been following him for 40 years. And I've been in the metals business 40 years. Over those 40 years, I developed a lot of leads and a lot of contacts. So You know, all I'm trying to tell everybody is this. You need to get some silver. You need not to worry about the market, because behind the scenes, I don't know when. I don't know if it's next week. I don't know if it's the 23rd of December, because that's when options expiration, expire. And the fireworks will start tomorrow, but the true manifestation of the fireworks will start on Monday, which is Monday the 22nd. 1920, yeah, it would be 22nd, right, of December?
22nd to 23rd, 24th. Yeah, we'll say this.
Okay, and please, everyone, I'm like going at retro rocket speed. So we cannot catch up. We do not have the technological lead. And if you want to, look, we settled in the United States in the intelligence organizations, and I question that's even an accurate statement, that intelligence agents, we settled for what is known as ELINT, E-L-I-N-T, electronic intelligence versus human intelligence. The people that are Cold War warriors, look, Russia's got one of the most advanced spy networks in the world. And it's true that we have denigrated and destroyed, and it started with multiple presidents, but Doug, we have watched open statements by, what's that guy? Oh, George Soros and son. George Soros' son said, if you think my dad's bad, wait until you see me. That's an exact quote. The point is George Soros wants to live long enough to see the United States overthrown. Why was he not even talked about under Trump's when he was elected president the first time? And there's a little bit of rattle, but look, it's too little too late, and now we're suffering our fate. When General Flynn, he's a very smart man, who used to be the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, when he was saying, if we don't see arrests, if we don't see trials, and we don't see incarceration, and somebody said, yeah, we better see execution. General Flynn didn't say the execution part, but people responding to him, he basically said, then there's no change, and there's no change that will be had. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. So with all of this, and let me ask you this, Steve, because we've been kind of focused on a few, well, one thing in particular, and that is we can obviously expose what's going on. We can talk about what's going on, just like every other show is doing out there. We can bitch about it, moan about it, say, you know what, this isn't right. We demand accountability. We never get it. We demand justice. We never get it. We demand, you know, we go to the grocery store, and unless you're, I got to tell you, unless you got a hell of a lot of money, or you're got an EBT card or whatever those things are, it's costly to go to the grocery store, even if there's two of you. Okay. Or if you got a family, my goodness, it's incredible. So here's my question to you. What are the solutions? What can we do about it? Whether it's just protecting ourselves. Okay.
There is nothing you can do about it. You have to protect yourselves. You have to protect your family. There is nothing, Doug, that you can't have a group. Okay. And for the record, on the front of Drudge Report today, they're talking about being able to use the U.S. military against any internal terrorist identified force or group. Well, guess what? The vilification will go on anybody who tries to oppose. So unless you're a tier one operator, Navy SEAL, sniper, SEAL team, Rangers, guys that know how to get jobs done, you know, there is no answer except Jesus. Here's the bottom line, Doug. I don't maybe think I've been clear enough. There is no coming back for the United States of America. There is none. There's no political solution. No political solution to a spiritual problem. There is no infrastructure. We owe, and we don't just owe $39 trillion. We owe in all demands against us, three sets of books, level one, $39 trillion. Level two, you know, multiple quadrillions, and level three derivatives, and everybody that's cross collateralized, there is no way financially to dig out of this one for the U.S., okay? Because all it's going to take, and I'm sorry to be negative, I'm saying to people say, well, what's the answer? To turn to Jesus. We are in the devil's time frame. We're in World War III, poised, one wrong move, and the Oreshnik missiles, hypersonic nuclear warheads or kinetic warheads come our way, and NATO disappears in minutes. I thought what President Putin said was just ideal. He called the leaders piglets. And I started laughing so hard because they don't have the funds to keep rattling the sabers that they're going to nuke Moscow with what? You know, France has got some nuclear assets, you know, and they have basically aircraft, missiles, and submarines. Submarines, a whole different story, because submarines are usually put out on long period deployments. And when they fail to check in, that could be saying, hey, your subs don't exist anymore. The Poseidon nuclear torpedoes, okay? I will tell this. The people that say, I'm a fearmonger, or what else do they say? You know, they're choke on their own vomit when they cannot, and I mean that. That's not a curse. It's an awareness. When they see what's finally happening, and when their eyes are open, it'll be too late. So I encourage people, look, this is not good news. We're on the devil's time zone. We're in the last of the end of the age, and age to me stands for annihilation, genocide, and extinction of the human race. Look, some of the doctors are just coming out again today and reiterating the most famous ones that from the beginning, COVID-19 was a bioweapon designed to destroy future human fertility. Did you see that study?
Yes, yes, and many more. Now, I don't mean to interrupt or get you to take you off stride, but I guess here's what I'm saying. Okay, look, I get the fact, and I accept the fact that the sole only, I mean, the solution, end game solution here is, of course, you know, up to, I mean, it's we turn to God Almighty, the God of the Bible, and Jesus Christ. I understand that. But in the meantime, and concurrent with that, there are things that we can do. For example, unplug. Okay. We don't have to go willingly to the, you know, in the cattle cars and stuff. And I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm just saying.
No. I understand your question.
I am not. Okay. Look, the one thing I don't accept very well is defeat. Okay. I don't care what weapon comes against me, but we can do things. For example, you know, everyone is all hopped up about, hey, new iPhones, get the hell off of your iPhone. Okay. People ask me all the time, well, we can't do anything about this. We're screwed. We're cooked. Grab your ankles, up the ass. You know, sorry.
No, I understand what you're saying, Doug.
Okay, but we can do some things. We as a population better grow a pair of balls and say, you know what, you transvestite tranny putrid piece of crap running the school board. Okay, you're not going to do that to my kid. Take your kids out. Yeah, I mean, there are so many things we can do. That's just my view. Okay. And I could list a whole, buy from a local grocer as opposed to, you know, Aldi's or whatever you might do, Costco. Stop Amazon. What the hell what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing?
I agree, Doug, but that's on an individual basis. And everyone, look, the Bible says you have not resisted evil yet. I'm saying resist evil at all avenues. And look, again, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I do behind the scenes. You know some of the stuff I do behind the scenes. And the reason it has to be done away from the scenes, look, this is a bleeping track, whack, and stack device, okay? And everybody's got to determine at what point they unplug. At the point I unplug, you've got to break the control of the system. What will anybody do, Doug? And I'll say this for me, and I'll say it for you. When they come to the point of saying, you can't pay your taxes without having a central, forgive me.
Right.
bank digital currency. Yep. You can't have access to medical care. You can't have Social Security. You can't have Medicare. By the way, all those things will be gone. And possibly, you know, as Martin Armstrong is saying that his Socrates program, Martin Armstrong is a definable genius. His genius is absolutely, I would say this, unsurpassed. I don't know him. I wish I did. I wish, you know, I would have met him a long time ago. But what I'm saying is, and here's, Doug, where I'm trying to get people to understand. Preparation, and I've been in the prepper movement. I'm one of the founders of it, okay? After 40 years of telling people prepare. Well, prepare for what? Learn medical skills. Learn new skills, you know? Those of you who are veterans, and this is the problem. When I started telling people what was going on behind the veterans, why they were disappearing off the streets and what was happening, look, I and those of you who are in the military, I've never been in the military, but there are certain four-star generals, active duty spec officers, special forces, spec four, and that have made it a point to tell me what to warn the people. And when I asked them that, Doug, I asked them that question, why don't you guys help? You know what they said? Because the American people are already taken over. They will not stand up for themselves. So how can we stand up for people who won't stand up for themselves?
Well, they're hanging around with the wrong people. I get what you're saying, but here's the deal. I just noticed a couple of comments, for example. You know, well, I'll just let Jesus fight the battles. Okay, walk me, please. Please.
That's false faith.
Walk me through that. I want to know. Okay. Yes. So, but here's the bottom line in my view. Look, if for example, you can't get food, I mean, hopefully by then, even if it's 2 weeks from now, you better make friends with a rancher, a farmer, somebody. Okay. These are things you can do. I am so tired, Steve, of people bitching and moaning. Well, you know, nobody, I mean, everyone talks about the problems. Look, I get that. But when you get the solutions, what do you do with it? Well, I get it, Doug.
I get, well, you don't have faith. I'm just going to trust Jesus. I said, if I didn't have faith, I deal with this all the time, okay? I am proactive in ways I will not speak of. I am absolutely dedicated my life. I'm 74, and I have spent 54 years, okay, preparing people, telling people this day would come, having, I'll be honest with you, shitheads, okay, shitheads trying to tell me, well, you don't trust Jesus. I said, well, number one, I've seen Jesus face to face. Number two, he told me if I would be faithful to warn his people, he would absolutely bring the people to me. And I'm telling you point blank, America has emasculated the males, back to your statement on testicles. And if people won't stand up for Jesus who laid his life down, and here's something I think that you're missing, okay? This is what the Bible says. It says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And here's what I'm saying. Frustration should propel us to consider options, okay? I don't want to be on a cattle car train. And by the way, I'm the one that broke the news of the guillotines that are in the FEMA camps, and they're in military bases, 250,000. How many guillotines, where they were at. And guess what? A four-star general, I won't even tell you what division or who he is with, said, Steve, I have special instruments on my helicopter, didn't tell me what they were. Says, I can see inside, I can see beneath. And he basically landed his chopper and went to the door. He had the clearance and he said, show me around. And the guy that was guarding the execution center, by the way, it's on a military base in Texas, looked in, and it was what the general said. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is God having me in contact with his generals, little ones. And what he said is he was stonewalled until he said, son, you see my stars? What do you have? And he said, yes, sir. But then one of the commandants that oversees a lot of the, what I call, slaughterariums, said, I want to see what's in your helicopter. And my friend, and he was my friend, said, I love this statement. you don't have the clearance. And he didn't. Okay. So in essence, it's exposed. It's been exposed. It exists. And I'm telling you, Doug, I hear your frustration, but you've got to understand. And this is the thing that we can only do what we can do. I think we need to have community of believers. Listen, I've tried that 3-4 times, and even my closest friends backstabbed me. And one guy gave a location I had in the mountains of Montana. I no longer own it. I haven't owned it for 10 years. And told the authorities, okay? And he came across as a true, you know, he was an ex-cop. I've told this story, you know, and a long story short, and eyewitnesses were there. And the guy said, when I started arguing with him, he was going to steal a woman, you know, kidnap her. I said, you do that and you're toast. He said, well, what's to stop me from shooting you right now? True story. True story. I had my hands in my pocket, and obviously I had something in my pocket. I said, the minute you make a move for your pistol, I'm not a tough guy, but I said, you're dead, okay? So what I'm saying to people is this. You cannot, outside of the living God, trust anybody to say, Doug, you know, I'm with you, brother. Let's go overthrow.
And what I was looking for, Stephen, and I think you basically hit this. Okay, what I was looking for, and this is something that I'm a big believer in. Look, you know, it would. So my question to the listeners and viewers out there: wouldn't it have been a lot easier for each one of you to have listened to Steve Quayle 40 years ago? And enacted some of the solutions he was providing 40 years ago, 35, 30, and so on. Wouldn't that have been a lot easier than to disregard all of the warnings, even from your own intuition, which is, I believe, is the Holy Spirit talking to you if you would just friggin' listen? Okay. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to have listened? But so... Yes, but it's still, you still have time to get your act together, but you're right. But see, I was looking for that. And I think you hinted at that, or at least.
Well, yeah, I want to be blunt. There's at time you can do what God's placed within your heart to do. And I'll tell you this, the Bible's clear. Any man that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. That's a dog. Okay. But you and I love our dogs, you know, more than we like. I'll say it. I like my dog. I had to put Cyrus down. Hardest decision I ever had to make, man. But I did. But I love my dog, and I trust my dog. I know you can say amen to this. More than I trust the people that were, how should I say this, weaseled into my life, and it was never about what they could do for the kingdom's sake, but what I could do for their sake. I'm telling you that. That's true.
100%. And I've been addressing, you know, for example, to what you were saying about loyalty. I think one of the biggest problems we have right now is trust and loyalty. And that's a question I have too. And I addressed this in the second half of last night is, okay, how do you know who to trust? Who can you trust? You got, for example, you have, for whatever reason, you got Bongino bailing out of the FBI, right? So, you know, hey, in March, out in December, pretty much out now. So, you know, how many months is that? I don't know. 9 months? Okay. So I guess, okay. I'm done. Loyalty. Who are we listening to? Can we trust the people that we're listening to? I don't think so. You know, some of the alternative media, hey, look, it's a beautiful ride. If you suck on the system's teat, it's a great ride. 10 grand.
Babies breastfeed and grow up and eat meat. Okay. And here's what I want to say about this. The people you trust, I'm praying every single night, because I've said openly, I have made the biggest mistake by trusting the most weasel-like creatures that claim to be humans, that claim to be believers. To my knowledge, I've never had a friendship with an alien, nor would I want one. But the point is, I'm talking not an illegal alien, but a fallen angel, or any of the genetic constructs that the fallen angels were doing. So here's the thing, Doug. Jesus said, if I've told you earthly things, you believe me not. How can I tell you heavenly things? And if I'm telling people what's going on and they won't make an effort to feed themselves, well, I'll just trust Jesus. I said, so have you had to go to the dentist? Well, yes. Well, why don't you just trust Jesus? Have you had a broken arm? I said, have you ever been able to put your hand on your arm and say, be healed in Jesus' name? I'm not mocking Jesus. I'm mocking that statement. You know what it is? It's weasel wording for cowardice, okay? Yep. I've had people tell me this. Ha, 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 quail. When I get taken up in the rapture, I'm going to look down at you. One guy literally said this and say, sucker, you should have believed. And I said, yeah, with that attitude, I don't think you're going. I mean that. So in essence, each man has got to pray for discernment. And God knows I blew it. Here's the thing, Doug. I don't want anybody to talk to me about talking their walk. I'm beyond that, And I had to call a pastor, and he did answer correctly, who wanted help, He was a veteran pastor, and he said, I'm a preacher of the gospel. I said, did you lead anybody to Jesus Christ in the last year? And he said, yes. And, I had some people say, I'm a preacher. They think that if they play on my sympathies, I would help them. That program ended years ago. And they say, well, I know, but can't you make an exception? No, I don't have the money to. And, I won't allow people that donate to be taken advantage of. So wouldn't you think someone says, I'm a Christian, and then they'll use the most flattering lingua franca, the language of the day, and I get stupid emails. Now, listen how stupid this is, and then we'll get to Jonathan after I make this statement, and you can bring him on. And thank you, Jonathan. I'll let you take over. Give me and Doug a break on this. I don't want to argue with you, Doug. But
No. I don't consider this argument. I consider this a healthy debate because people want to hear this, and I'm not challenging your statements. I'm trying to do.
I challenge my statements. Okay, the most important. At 74 years old, and I've walked with Jesus, I tell people I've walked, stumbled, fallen, tripped, and only the living God and his mercy have lifted me off my face. And, the deal is this, but without the Lord bringing the right people into your life, I'll tell you, who are we going to be betrayed by? Those closest to you, do you, okay?
100%.
Those closest to you, do you? That's why I've made it and I'm saying this. Well, you always tell us to pray and ask God. I said, if you're not right with God, and in one case, the guy was shacking up with his girlfriend, and I prayed and I don't get a witness in my spirit. And for some part of his language, I think it was me and my girlfriend, and we're living together, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, do the right thing. Marry her. And this is important. She's good enough to sleep with, she's good enough to marry. And if she's dumb enough to sleep with you without marriage, then it's on her as much as it's on you. Everybody wants a free ride. And that's why there's a cost to follow Jesus Christ, okay? And I know you and you know me, and we know some really brave people. But even some of the bravest people, if you ask, and I don't have anybody in mind, but if you ask former, like Jamie Walden, man, that guy's out in, he's got so much training, and Jonathan's coming on, but Jonathan is a military guy, and he basically, Marine, I like Marines, most of them, there are a couple exceptions, but the point being is that he's a warrior, and he knows Jesus, and God speaks to him. So saying this, let's bring him on, and Doug, if you don't mind, I got to run and, hi, Jonathan, I got to run and film my, I can tell you this, I'm on afterburn. Okay,
me. I could tell. I got you riled up there, didn't I?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's the stupid statements, not yours, that I deal with night and day because I'm up all hours of the night. Well, turn off your email and get some sleep. Listen, if it were as easy as that, I wouldn't open my email ever. I would like to get some sleep. But anyway, we're going to talk to Jonathan. Jonathan's a lawyer. He's involved in one of the biggest security companies in the United States and management. And Jonathan, thank you for coming on. And if you'll take it from here, because I'm not upset at Doug, but I'm upset at the same kind of mindset that you encounter even in your business. I just said security business. I didn't say who, what, where. The thing is that you deal with guys who, basically are warriors. But even don't you find that, and I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to blank out my screen and let you talk. Don't you find that even people you would expect more are just laying down and saying, ah, you're crazy, Jonathan. So go ahead. God bless you, Jonathan.
Jonathan, okay, so yeah, we'll have to get your audio repaired or fixed before you answer that question. But do not forget that question. But before you answer that question, once your audio is repaired, introduce yourself. Let us know who you are, okay? Because a lot of people out there don't. I do. Obviously, Steve does, but other people want to know who you are. Jonathan Soso, folks. Yep, we're still muted there. Let's
Unmute.
see. Yeah, let's see. All right.
And Jonathan, you have to unmute.
Yeah. He's Steve, Eric, and I will work it out. Go ahead and make sure you grab some water or whatever, but come back because
I will.
I ain't done with you yet.
Yeah, no, I understand. And
But
I just got to get water.
yeah.
Jonathan, can you hear us now?
Yeah, he can hear us. We just can't. He just is not. Okay, so Jonathan, your audio is not coming through. So Eric the tech will talk to you, maybe talk you through it. I don't know.
His mic, I can see his mic is crossed off. It's on his computer. He's
Oh, well, okay. So uncross that microphone. Come on, what are you? First time out? I know it's not your first time out. Just kidding. But folks, check our website or check the website, check our X account. We'll let you know about next week. We got some stuff shaken out in terms of the schedule next week. Next week's Christmas. Steve's not going to be around. The following week, of course, Thursday is New Year's Day, right? So Steve's not going to be around. So we'll let you know what the holiday schedule will be on our website and on X, the supporters of this platform. And of course, yeah, this way we'll let you know first or as soon as we know. Yeah. Then I don't know if Eric the tech, I don't know if people outside my ear heard you, but if they did, say hello. If not, no
And
worries.
look, this is not to be expected. Unexpected, forgive
Right.
me.
Right.
We're fighting, Doug, the principalities and powers of the air.
Yes, we
We're
are.
fighting the most non-foundationally established claimants to be Christians in the history of Christianity.
There you go.
Are you there?
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
and good point, Steve. So, okay, Jonathan Souza, you remember that question you were asked, Steve, by Steve. So remember that, but introduce yourself and hey, and then answer. Go ahead and answer the question, Jonathan Souza, ladies and gentlemen, for real this time. Here he is.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Steve, for having me on. And my name is Jonathan Sosa. I'm a co-pastor, a Marine veteran, a co-pastor down here in Miami at CDR Miami Church, Casa del Rey Miami for in Spanish. And also, I'm on Q Files with Steve on Mondays and Fridays. Regarding the question, constantly encountering, I've been warning people of certain things. Again, not as long as Steve has, but in areas where of my life, I've been telling people what the Lord has been sharing upon my heart, the coming calamities, dreams and visions and stuff like that. And it's unfortunate because God's people will not believe these things. And most importantly, they do not believe when God says that he will pour out his spirit on all flesh in the last days. And young men will have dreams and old men will have visions. And we're seeing that play out like never before. I have friends in our church who've had dreams about the attacks coming within the United States of America, persecution against Christians. And by the way, the Christians are here when that is happening. So that's something that, I wanted to share. But yeah, there seems to be a cowardice inside of the church. Just A refusal to believe the word of God when Jesus said we will be hated by all nations. Well, that includes the United States of America. So I hope that answers the question, Doug.
Oh, it answers the question absolutely. And, you know, I commend you for all that you do. And folks, Jonathan is, he does a lot behind the scenes, just a lot of things that, you know, you'll never know or he won't tell you about. So understand he's one of the good goodens. He's one of the good guys. All right. That question that Steve left you with, I can't remember what the heck it was. Hopefully you can.
It was in regards to the people that we're dealing with that are cowards. And if I may, Doug, I kind of want to open up in a small prayer to open the hearts of and the minds and the ears, because what I want to speak upon. And you're going to love this stuff. So let me pray first and foremost. Lord Jesus, we come before your presence, oh God, and we just want to thank you, God. In this moment, I pray for eyes to see. Lord, open the eyes, open the ears, open the understanding of our heart, Father, that we may receive, understand, and obey, Father. And we rebuke the spirit of witchcraft, sorcery, and every form of black magic, Father. Break the power of any incantation or spells that have been placed against your people, Father. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer. And folks, please, you know, let's make sure that we keep prayer in the forefront. You know, we do talk about looking for answers for solutions. We do talk about, you know, protecting ourselves, but, and you know, boy, wouldn't it be great to, you know, bring Mayberry back to the U.S. That's probably not going to happen. Not going to happen. Doubtful. But there are things you can do that can benefit you and benefit those around you, specifically those around you, your family, because it would be a sin, in my view, to leave this earthly plane in such a flipping mess. Okay, a mess of some of our own making, or just either by making it or by allowing it to be made, by being quiet when we should have been shouting, by shouting when we should have been quiet, by, you know, cleaning our guns when we should have been firing them, etc. You get the idea. So prayer is important, but it's not exclusive. It doesn't excuse you from action. So, Jonathan, thank you for that prayer, and go ahead, sir. Just go. Take us wherever you want to go.
You got it. All right. So, I want to share something that was interesting. On March 6, 2025, you, Steve, and Pastor Langford, you guys had a podcast together on Rumble. And I heard it on the 8th, which was 2 days later. And the Lord spoke to my heart. And while listening to Pastor Langford, Doug, and Steve, and the Lord said to me, prepare yourself, for I will bring you on with Doug and Steve, and you shall speak to my people all that I place in your heart. Tell my people their sins, declare to them their transgressions, tell them to repent. And the Lord gave me scriptures for that day. Now keep in mind, I was like, okay, Lord, when will this happen? When will this happen? Sure enough, yesterday night, obviously, Steve sends me a message. He's like, can you come on with Doug and Steve? I was blown away. And my wife obviously has, you know, we've been praying about this. And the Lord had said it, as I have said it, so shall it come to pass. And I was like, okay, Lord, you know, at times you have that doubt. Like, okay, Lord, you said it. When will it happen? So sure enough, the Lord took me to the scriptures. And he gave me three scriptures over this at that time. So that was on that time. And the scripture, first one is Micah chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. And it says this, but truly, I am full of the power by the Spirit of the Lord and of justice and of might to declare to Jacob the transgressions, his transgressions, and his sin, and to Israel his sin. Now hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel who abhor justice and pervert all equity, who build up Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with iniquity. Now I'm going to stop right there. If you look at the word Jerusalem, it is spelled J-E-R, and in the middle of it, U-S-A, and then L-E-M. Dead smack in the middle, Jerusalem, U-S-A in the middle of that. And it always caught my attention, the Lord is speaking to America. And people may not say, well, America is not found in the Bible. I beg to differ. Nevertheless, let's continue. Verse 11, it says, her heads judge for a bribe. This is America. We're seeing that right before our very eyes. Her priests teach for pay and her prophets divine for money. Are we not seeing that in America right now, Doug?
Oh, are we? Gee, I haven't noticed. Absolutely. No, yeah, and I like your take about America not being, you know, people saying, well, America's not really in the Bible. I like your take on that. So, I mean, but continue with what you're saying. Go ahead, sir.
And so we're seeing that, as it says in the scriptures, her priests teach for pay, her judges are bribed, her prophets divine for money. How many of these false prophets are out there promoting themselves, exalting themselves, and priests too? Everything is about money in the churches, and that's what it's become about. Everything has been about money. The fake apostles, the fake prophets, the fake pastors, fleecing the sheep, right? Getting rich off the sheep, living the luxury life. And then you got these false prophets that are saying America is going to be better than ever, and that's not happening. And yet the people still follow that. Nevertheless, let's continue on. And it says, yet they lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No harm can come upon us. Well, I beg to differ now, because we're starting to see the judgment hand of the Lord upon the land. It's in motion, and there's no stopping the Lord's hand, because we have become a sinful nation, an idolatrous nation, an adulterous nation, a fornicating nation. We have completely turned our backs on the living God, and we refuse to repent. We refuse to repent. You know how we're going to solve the issue individually, not as a nation. This nation is subject to its destruction. Already it's been judged, but individually we can be saved and we can lead others to Jesus Christ. Let me go to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. And it says this, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Again, America is a idolatrous nation. And I'm going to touch on that very shortly. This is the third scripture that the Lord gave me on March 8th. He said this, Job 36, verse 9 through 13. Job 36, 9 through 13. It says, then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly. He also opens their ear to instruction and commands that they turn from their iniquity. The Lord is pleading with his people. We must repent. Verse 11, if they obey and serve, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Let me stop right there. Purportedly, this is the president that God has put in place. He is God's man, according to all the false prophets and everyone. If that was the case, we would be a prosperous nation. If he was God's chosen, he would have destroyed all the statues, the Hindu gods that are being placed all over the land, the statues of the satanic pagan, what's that thing called? The Baal, of the Baphomet, all these demonic things. And if you don't believe me, let's go back a little bit in history. At the Republican National Convention, he never denounced a woman that came out saying that her God was the one true God. And there were so many people in that convention in agreement with that prayer, yet no denouncement from the president of the United States regarding that, and no embracement of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Steve said, and as Pastor Langford has said multiple times, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to all people. We are an idolatrous nation, and I can share something. I like to always go around, and usually I get sidetracked, but this is very important. I'm from Florida, okay? I pay attention to things that are happening. But at that time, prior to the, you know, the election, it was about, I want to say, June timeframe, there was an article that came out where the president, or the current president, he was voting here for certain laws, certain regulations and stuff like that. But one of them was to increase the abortion time from 6 to more weeks. That article is very clear. Now, God hates the spilling of innocent blood. Just one day is spilling of innocent blood. God does not compromise with sin. And yet to increase that, and to, as a nation, we overlooked that. Right? Because we wanted the man in place. Forget the spilling of innocent blood. We want this man to be the leader of the nation, regardless of how much blood is spilled. That is unacceptable before the living God. So we have placed this man over this word just to get our way, just to get what we want. And that's the nation that we have become. We have forgotten the way of the Lord. Let's go back. Verse 12. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. What does the scripture say? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, right? Steve always says this. It's not that God doesn't present it. The Lord presents the information, first off, through his Bible, through the word of God, his word, right? And then through all the events that are happening around us. But when we refuse to believe these things, when we reject the word of God, the consequences, perish by the sword, right? And they shall die without knowledge. But hypocrites in heart store up wrath. They do not cry for help when he binds them. They're hypocrites. They refuse to repent. They refuse to turn at the Lord's rebuke, right? I'm going to share another scripture. And this is going to be funny because it's a little bit of a testimony of where God took me out of and why this is the exact hour that the Lord has called me for, you know. I'm going to read Ezekiel, and I'm going to share something with all the listeners. I am not a prophet. Never claim, never will be. I'm not a prophet. I know that what I'm going to say is going to frustrate the idolaters, and they're going to hate me. Frankly, it doesn't matter. Right? It just slides off me, and I've been told many things, right? It doesn't matter. But this is what the Lord is I'm going to share with you guys. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 3 through 8. And he said to me, son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day, for they are an impudent and a stubborn children. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, as for them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, yet they will know that a prophet has been among them. Again, I'm not a prophet. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with you. You dwell among scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words or dismayed by their looks, though they are a rebellious house. You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house. They are rebellious. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. The next scripture I'm going to share, and this is pretty much what I'm going to say, and I'm going to share my testimony real quick on this before I go to that scripture. Doug, Steve, and Steve knows this. I've been hit by two cars. When I was 11 years old, I didn't have a helmet on. I was riding a bike. I got hit by the car, cracked the windshield with my head. By the grace of God, nothing happened to my head. I'm alive. But the next time it happened, I came back from Afghanistan. I went to church with my family on a Sunday, but I was obviously up to no good. After church, went out, got drunk with my brother, got into an argument with him, walked out of the vehicle, and then kept walking home, ran across the street drunk, got hit by a car at about 35 miles per hour, cracked the windshield with my head, hit the pavement full contact. Double impact to the head. I should have been dead. Yeah, that rhymed. In the hospital, I see my mom's, the tears in her eyes, and the Lord speaks to me. He says, you fool, because I was prideful. I was arrogant. I was saying that, you know, I survived this, even though I was all beat up, scratched up. But he said to me, you fool, had you had died, you would have been in hell right now. He didn't have to scream. He just said it so calmly. I was never afraid of God. I wasn't afraid of God. But that moment, I was terrified of what the Lord could do. But the Lord took me to this scripture about a few years later, and this scripture has stuck to my heart. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 4 through 11. Then he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them, for you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language. I'm speaking to the American people right now, okay? And it says this, not to many people, I'm sorry, surely had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you, but the house of Israel will not listen to you because they will not listen to me, for all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I had made your face strong against their face and your forehead strong against their forehead. Guys, I cracked the windshield with my forehead. So that spoke directly to me, not once, but twice. And I'm here by the grace of God. Verse 9, like adamant stone harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all the words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears, and go get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. And so that's going to bring me up to everything that is happening with this administration. Now, many people have said, and for those that follow and those that know me, and especially those that I've told, you know, they tell me, oh, why don't you speak against the left? Because the left is, they already tell you who they are. They don't deny what they are. They are arrogant, prideful, self-centered. They are debaucherous. They are evil, wicked. They're abominations, and they don't deny it. But on the right, they have embraced idolatry. They have become prideful, saying that, oh, nothing can happen to us. We can do no wrong. God is with us. Yet they don't even believe in his word. Much more, they've gotten a Bible, not this Bible, this is the word of God, and put in the Constitution of the United States of America when the Bible says you will not add or remove from this. Yet we think that the Constitution of the United States supersedes the word of God. This word that created heaven and earth and all things in it, this word. And we think that that supersedes that, and that has a rightful place in the word of God. But yet we overlook it and we say we're okay with that. Do you see the rebellion in America? Do you see the idolatry in America? So when I was praying, because I had the understanding that this was a selection, and not an election, a selection, and not just myself, but Jamie Walden and I had a conversation regarding this. And I came to the conclusion on this because I was a diehard fan of Donald Trump in 2016. Diehard fan. I voted for the guy. I was right behind him. But the Lord confronted me and said that was idolatry. Much more, the man was prideful. God does not tolerate any pride from anyone. He shows partiality to no man. So we made this man above the word of God, for lack of a better word. We think that he is outside of the word of God because he is the president of the United States. Nobody, neither you nor me nor anyone, is outside of the word of God. I digress. Going up to 2018, the Lord confronted me. 2020 came by. He lost the elections by the voting machines. His words. Am I correct on that?
And okay. That has been proven, I believe, beyond any reasonable doubt, or actually, yeah, to a court standard this past few months, and based on the work of, Laura Logan, episode 45, folks, just look it up and watch it, and you'll what he said. Go ahead, sir.
And so, thank you, Doug. So, his words, he lost the elections because of the machines. Now, we come to 2024. Throughout the administration of Biden, there was nothing but corruption, right? The left, corruption, lies, deceit. Those same machines, how is it that they gave him the victory? And that's what boggled my mind for some time. It just stunned me. Now, with all the things that were happening, right? And then the one of the things that his wife had said, that she was always pro-choice. Well, that's not what she said in the previous election, that she was pro-life. So many things I began to question. And it was the Lord opening my understanding. Now, regarding the election, I didn't know who was going to win. And at that point, it was like the left and the right were the same thing to me, because this is what the Lord was showing me. They're two wings of the same bird, two hands of the same body, right? But the Lord showed me these words, and I'm going to read them out to you. And this is going to probably piss off a lot of listeners, but it was in a message that I called The Curse of King Saul. I shared it with our church, and I also shared it with the Q-File listeners on 10/19/2024. But these are the words that the Lord spoke to my heart, and this was on 10/4. The Lord said to me, I'm sorry, 10/3, I was in prayer, and I was fasting all these days. Lord said to me, they want a king, I shall give them Saul. he will be a curse to all these people. As Saul did not obey me, neither shall this man. I will give my people over to the curse they desire, for they do not worship me, they worship a man. Saul will be their undoing. This will be the folly of the unrighteous, the idolater, and the ungodly. Saul shall be their curse. 10:4, 2024. The Lord said to me, read about Saul. So when you guys get a chance, read on Saul. You're going to see it for yourself. As I was showering, the Lord said to me, a king for a very small season. That was the title of what the message he gave me. He said this, I will give these people a king for a very small season. Trump shall be their king for a very small season, but this will be their undoing. For Israel chose Saul over me, so America has chosen a man before me. So deceived are these people that believe he, Trump, will save America. When your idol falls, who will save you then? Who shall deliver you from my judgment, from your idolatry? This is the word, what the Lord gave to me. The last one, 10:15, I was in prayer, and all these days I was fasting. 10:15, 2024, the Lord said to me, and I never said, thus says the Lord. So this was one of the hardest things to even ever say. He said, thus says the Lord, as is Kamala, so is Donald Trump in my eyes. Both are wicked and an abomination before me. They reek of the stench of pride, and both have the blood of the innocent in their hands. They are a stumbling block to my people and are idols in their hearts. Many have fallen into their traps, not knowing that the left hand and the right hand of the system of your nation, America, are guided by the God of this world. A compromising king and a harlot queen are a pair in the hand of deceit. Now, I'm going to stop right there. There's more to that. How many things has Trump compromised on as of lately? A lot. Compromise after compromise after compromise. All the promises that he has said, yeah, he's very few he's actually hit on. But other things that he has said that he has not followed through on. He was against the vaccines. In his initial, he pushed warp speed. People have forgotten that. And this is the one other thing that gets me regarding the warp speed situation. He got all the stuff from China. The Kane N95 mask, all the vaccines, all the stuff came from China. And yet, once again, we overlook that. Why? Because we think a man is going to save America. We just want to just completely overlook that. And people have forgotten that. I haven't.
Let me ask you a question. Go ahead. Okay. And I see your point, 100%. I see your point. And look, there's really no one that any one of us should be making excuses for. Absolutely not. I don't care. I mean, look, you shouldn't do it for yourselves and you shouldn't make excuses for, you know, anyone else, especially politicians and such. But if God is angry, boy, there's a boatload to be angry about. I'll tell you, at the U.S., wouldn't it just, Why open the doors for President Trump as opposed to a Harris, Obama, Walz, cluster, situation? Wouldn't that be a lot more punishing? I'm asking. Okay, so
yeah. Go ahead.
Steve's got his hand up.
Go ahead.
I'll just interrupt. Because God gives people the king or the president that they seek to displace him with. In essence, Doug, here's the answer, and I'll turn it right back over to Jonathan. The trap is never so sophisticated as the bait that the quarry of the trap is trying to collect. And, you know, listen, let's talk about the vaccine. How about the scripture says, woe unto them that lean on the arm of flesh? The word compromise, and I'll tell you this, everybody that would rather vote than repent, it goes back to the very first question you asked me, or, you know, when we got into that and I went into orbit. You know, by the way, I didn't take that as a personal challenge. The frustration is you get a time period to repent, and when that time period's over, it's over. So God calls the things that aren't as though they were. And this is, I think, what people need to recognize is that they looked for a man. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, you cannot let your words, Jesus said, let your yeas be yea and your nays be nay. He didn't say, you know, take it all back, say it. An unstable man and his words will not be heard. So in essence, salvation, there isn't salvation in no other name than at the name of Jesus. And the war against Jesus is absolutely accelerating to translate, Doug, into the war against Bible-believing, Jesus-blood-washed Christians, and it's going to come from the religious people. Christians will be calling for my death, for Jonathan's death, those who claim to be, okay? There's a difference between a claimant and a possessant. So what, and I got the same scripture that Jonathan did, and he said, Steve, he said, remember that, you know, the people, and that's the people that voted, they didn't reject, you know, you, because I was saying the same thing Jonathan was, and I came up with two words, Jonathan, you've heard me say it. Elaborate hoax, okay, and masquerade. Masquerade means that God is no respecter of persons. It comes from the Greek tragedies, the plays. If you wanted to play this person, you put up a mask. It's like Japanese kabuki theater. They would change their masks to change their presentation on the stage. But God's no respecter of masks. So I think, Doug, this goes back really importantly to the fact that why will no one withstand evil? Because evil is more comfortable than repentance and the truth. So go ahead, Jonathan. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, and I'll answer your question, Doug. Can you guys hear me? Yeah. All right, perfect. And so finishing up that what the Lord spoke to me, therefore, I will punish those who have set them as idols in their hearts, and the blood of the innocent shall be on your hands and on your head, because you have rejected the truth, even as I, the Lord speaking, presented it before you, as I, the Lord, have said, cursed is the man who puts his trust in another man. And the Lord said this, I shall show my people my word when this curse comes upon them. Now, to answer your question, God is utilizing Donald Trump to judge this nation, whether people want to believe that or not. Look at our economy. It's gone to crap. It's gone to crap. If we are truly a nation guided by God, by a man that says that he believes in Jesus Christ, well, he's never said it. That's the other problem. He's never, ever acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God. He's never, ever acknowledged or read a Bible verse, for lack of a better word. So there we go. And in addition to that, who he surrounds himself with spiritually wise, what's her name? I can't even remember her name. The spiritual advisor lady.
Oh, wait.
That one. Thank you. And all the corrupt pastors that are lovers of money, what can you expect from that nation? What can you expect from this administration? You know, we like to play, point the blame game to the other, you know, former President Biden, yeah. But at the end of the day, we overlook the sins of this current administration because we want comfort, but yet slowly all our freedoms are being cut away. Now, compromising, he shook hands with Bill Gates. He brought 33 of the technocrats who are Luciferians and are implementing AI all across the board. He brought them to the table to have dinner with them. I mean, that's betrayal. And I've been saying for a while, he's going to betray this nation. He's going to betray the American people. I got a lot of hell for that. But it is what it is. So in addition to that, bringing in 600,000 Chinese foreign students. I mean, I thought the Chinese were our enemies. According to him, we were not friends. But then again, we forget these things and we want to overlook these things. Again, going back to the food prices have skyrocketed. People are living in their cars. Steve had put up a couple of videos from the economic guy from The Economist.
Yes. Go ahead.
Rent prices through the roof. People are losing jobs. And yet yesterday he came out saying that the economy is the best it's ever been, that inflation is going down. None of that is true. And yet we want to continue to believe the lie that, you know, we are a blessed nation, but we don't want to repent. I've had debates with people regarding this, and it came to the point, you know what? I'm not going to debate you. I'm not going to argue with you. At this point, people will believe what they want to believe. My job is just to tell them, this is what the Word of God says. Well, you know what? This is what I believe. Okay, good for you. All right. At the end of the day, When the reality of this comes to play, whether they want to believe it or not, and it will come to pass, and it is happening before our very eyes, what are they going to say then? When the missiles start flying, by the way, because our enemies, right? Putin has said it, that he's going to utilize our enemies to attack us, right? Just like what we're doing to Ukraine. Well, people don't want to believe that. Doug, I've had a dream where I saw a missile impact Miami. I had a vision where I saw a missile impact Miami, all within the span of 6 months. I had a friend that also had a vision of this as well. I'm sorry, a dream of this as well. It is the inevitable, but it is judgment. Like, just as God is using this president to judge this nation, bringing in division. Steve said he was going to bring division. He's one of the only people that I know that has said that. And it's coming to pass. There is more division in this nation than ever before. We are a nation that's not just being divided, but we're being cut up into little pieces of pie, whether you want to believe that or not. Republicans and Democrats can't even have a conversation in the same room without ready to kill each other. So have we gotten any better? No. Why? Because there is no fear of God in the land. And truthfully, it's because God's people primarily starting. And I say this, the blame is on the church. The blame is on the church because, one, we have not preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have not preached it word for word. We preached it out of convenience, right? Or, you know, false, what's it called? The illusional, you know, the false prophet saying, yeah, you're going to be blessed. You're going to do this. Jesus is going to be your best buddy now. This pastor said, they want Jesus on the cheap. That was, I can't remember his name. My brother from Marine brother. I'm trying to remember his name. Steve, you mentioned his name. Jamie Walden. Thank you. My brother, Pastor Jamie Walden, he said they want Jesus on the cheap. And the pastors are preaching Jesus on the cheap. They're preaching another Jesus, another doctrine. And the Bible says if any man, whether it be a man, angel, whatever the case may be, bring another doctrine or preach another doctrine, let him be accursed. Our nation has become accursed. And it's because the church is not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not. They're preaching what they want to preach out of convenience. And therefore, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I'm right with you. But here's the thing. The most important thing that people need to understand is the reverential awe of the Lord. It says, Doug, this is, I just, John, I don't know if you know this, but that was the word of the Lord that it was heavy on my heart. There is no fear of God in the land. And when there is no fear of God, men will not depart from evil, but they will embrace it, and they'll embrace it on a level they never would have embraced righteousness on unless the Holy Spirit it gives them a transformational encounter with Jesus. And Doug, you've heard me say this for so long, and Jonathan's echoing, and for the record, ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan and I do not discuss what he's going to speak on when he stands in on my program. And he, ladies and gentlemen, the Q Files, and I'll make a pitch for this, is like nothing else on podcasts. It's behind a paywall, 10 bucks a month, or 100 and whatever a year. But the point being is that when the scripture says when God's going to do something, those who are following him are going to see eye to eye. And by the way, Jonathan, I told you, when I was a little kid, 6 years old, I got tagged by a car, and I wasn't trying to be Superman. I went through the flying, and it was funny because my head hit the pavement, and then when I was like 10 years old, I pulled a wheelie on one of those Schwinn Stingray bikes. The handlebars went like this. I went down, and I had braces on, and it knocked my teeth out. Not all of them, but, you know, they had to go to the orthodontist. They put my teeth back in. Not back in, but reset them. So, you know, the School of Hard Knocks, Doug, the School of Hard Knocks does make an impression on you. And I'm not trying to be funny, but here's the point. You cannot expect, I'm taking on the idea. There are people probably, and I don't see your chat, and I don't want to, you know, the point being, but if you tell the truth, you're negative. If you believe the lie, well, I'm with you. God never called us to be cheerleaders. He called us to repent and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to share this again. Jonathan and I do not talk about he's going to preach on when he's taking my shows. And he doesn't just preach. He knows what's going on. He's teaching his churches, the ones that accept him, how to protect themselves. Jonathan, you guys, is a man's man. And he came to see me in Montana, unfortunately, at the wrong time in the middle of winter. And it was cold.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, but the point is that then we will see eye to eye. When God begins to show you the nature of debauchery in the United States, it's so hideous, Doug, that everything you and Russ and those guys were, you know, I say Russ's team, I don't know their members or team members' names, but even the guys that are, you know, into child rescue, I'm not aiming at Craig Sawyer. I love Craig, and thank God he's doing what he's doing. But the point being is there's such evil in Washington, D.C. that involves everything from child sex trafficking to human sacrifice. And guess what? A lot of it took place in the basement of the White House, not under Trump, but the previous possessions of the White House were into the occult. And now what we're into, and I'm just going to say one more thing, we're into the time of unimaginable evil. When Jesus said, and I wish I could articulate this, I prayed, and Beata, thank you for praying for me, that when Jesus said, hear this, everyone, there's never been a time like it, nor would be again, and except the days were shortened by God the Father, the Lord God of heaven, there'd be no flesh left alive, except that God is going to shorten the days for the elect's sake. And it, this is where we're in the end of the age, and the age stands for again. It's a wonderful word, annihilation, genocide, and extinction. That's what we're facing. And so everybody that's kissing the devil's technological lower parts is embracing the technology that's going to destroy them. AI, all the big money in the world is backing AI, and look at how many people, as the epic economists, that's what you guys were going to talk, I think, talk about, are literally living in their homes, living not in their homes, in their cars. And it's heartbreaking. It truly is. And to think, you guys, that, and this is what has been driving me in fury. I mean, is, oh, you shouldn't be so angry. Are you kidding me? When I see men, women, and children who used to be productive on the streets and living in their cars, or veterans, you know, living in tents and you know, the horrible things, and yet the megalomaniacs, the egomaniacs, and the technocratic, you know, gazillionaires, they don't care about anything. So, Jonathan, you know, thank you. And I'm going to let you finish out with Doug. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm here, Doug, if you want to, you know, I'll stay on the screen. But I think it's important that people understand tonight on this show, and this is truly important right now, is I'm, you know, muting, and I go off screen sometimes. I'm checking my data feeds, and I'm telling you guys, this is not looking good tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. The market should go bat manure crazy about 11 o'clock Eastern. They may wait until the market closes. Then we're into Saturday. Then we're into Sunday. We hit Monday, and I think, you know, Monday's, let me just go here. Monday is the, I'm sorry, Sunday is the 21st, and then Tuesday is the 23rd, and that's when the expiration, in essence, that's when the battle cry will go out. And so how bad it's going to get when the American dollar that people, you know, used to believe was as good as gold, well, they took that away. But the point is that now we're being led into the slaughter by central bank digital currency. So go ahead, Jonathan, finish out. And Doug, again, God bless you, brother. I'm staying with you.
Yeah, and thank you. I'm glad you're staying with us, because I just have a note here, Eric the Tech. We have to send two protective bicycle helmets out to these gentlemen for Christmas. So just make sure you write that down. And Steve Quayle, just so the audience knows, obviously next Thursday is going to be Christmas Day. We're not going to have a program there. We used to, when my son was alive, we used to do that. I just can't do it. And of course, on the first, we will not have a program. You're going to be Steve Quayle lists on this platform. Well, you're going to be, this platform's going to be dark those days. Anyway, we'll let you know what the schedule will be next, probably over the weekend. But all that said, and I just want to ask you, Jonathan, because I think you are 100% right, or not ask you. I guess if I can say that I believe you are 100% accurate. Steve has been really talking about this the entire ever since I've known him, and we are not fighting. You know, you had made a comment about the left. They already show you who they are, and the right, they're a bunch of they got no backbone, right? I mean, it's obvious. And in my view, both sides are prostitutes. Just the right's a higher class of prostitute than the left. Okay, I mean, simple as that. But the level of evil, and this is, I'm going to end with this, back up, and then you just. But here's the thing: none of this. I don't believe any of this is left versus right, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. Yeah, on the surface it is, okay? But it's not only that. This is evil. This is good versus evil. This is evil versus good. This is a war in the heavenlies. This is a physical manifestation of war here on Earth, because, I mean, when you have, like Steve mentioned and you mentioned as well, I mean, reference as well, when you've got... castrations. When you've got these people who somehow believe that you know what, we'll just cut your unit off, you know, at 2 years old or 3 years old or whatever, or we'll just cut your boobies off, right, and feed you full of drugs. Anyone who accepts that as okay, God will damn you. I believe. Okay, I don't look. I didn't swear. I'm just saying, I believe God will damn you. The level of evil that we're witnessing is, to me, indescribable. And it is beyond anything that I could have ever dreamed of. You know, when I was 18 years old, 21, same as Steve. We're not that far apart in age. I just look better than him.
You do look better. You wear a suit better than I do, too. That's why I don't wear suits.
Yeah, I haven't taken this off for about 14 hours. But anyway, so I'm small, not too fresh. But no, I shouldn't say that. So I guess what I'm saying here is, you know, it's really not, and I think people who, and I'm going to shut up, I think people who really bring this down to a political level, I think they are doing a disservice to themselves, to their families, and really to the remnants of the nation. This is really recognized as a very evil, 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 evil battle that we're in. That's all I wanted to say. God bless you and continue, sir.
And to your point, this is not about left versus right. We have to understand this is about righteousness versus unrighteousness, godliness versus ungodliness, right? God's right, this is my right hand, versus the left, right? The sheep versus the goat, all right? And all of us are going to have to make a decision whether we're going to serve the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, with all our might, with all our strength, through Jesus Christ and only by him, or we're going to serve the world, Satan, whatever the case may be, willingly or unwillingly. Those are the two choices that people have. Now, I'm going to ask you something, Doug. Do you think MAGA is destroyed? Do you think MAGA has disappeared?
I think MAGA was an illusion. Okay. I think painted or described as something it never was. Okay. And mm-hmm. And from that, there were grifters, and from that, there were detractors, okay, and others who were just with every piece of life in them, hoping upon hope and praying that, you know what, in 2 weeks, it's going to turn around, and I'll tell you something else. There will be, there. Did you know there are thousands upon the indictments out the wazoo? People are going to get... How'd that work out for you? No. So perfect. To me, it's an illusion. Go ahead.
But you're right. I fell for that same whole trap too, you know, until the Lord opened my eyes. Now, the word MAGA in Sanskrit, I challenge people to look it up. It's on wisdomlib.org. Definition: MAGA Sanskrit means a magician The second one means a priest of the sun. Gee. And it shocks me that, you know, now that I find this out, obviously it's took me a long time, but nevertheless, a priest of the sun, Apollyon, Ra, whatever the case may be, Viracocha, Steve and I, we spoke about that and came back from a trip from Bolivia. That is all Lucifer. So if people don't understand, just the word alone speaks volume. And some may say, oh, well, it doesn't mean that now. No, it actually does mean that now. I mean, if you're throwing out 33s everywhere, I mean, birds of a feather flock together. At this point, if people refuse to believe that, unfortunately, those that are in power are being guided by the god of this world, Satan, I don't know what to tell them. When the Bible says that the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one, what part of that do we not understand? Much more, there's a video where Maria Abramovich, we're not going to say the word that we really want to say.
Yeah, she rhymes with that word, okay?
I got you. Well, she calls Trump a magician of the highest order. And she starts speaking about the fact that how he twists and turns things, like Steve was saying, the unstable mind. God, our God, the one that we serve, is not the author of confusion. If there's confusion upon the land, it's not coming from the Lord our God. God allows it, but it's not from the Lord our God. The confusion comes from the enemy. So I just wanted to share that stuff. And to your point, Doug, this is not a matter, and people need to get out, break out of the witchcraft, which is, oh, I'm for the right or I'm for the left. No, you need to be for Jesus, for his word, righteousness, right? This nation is subject to its destruction, but that doesn't mean that as a person, you and I cannot be saved. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Our strength lies in the Lord. Our life is found in Jesus Christ, and that's why I'm calling people to repentance. Doug, how much time do I have?
I'll tell you what, it's my show, and Steve's on. You're on as long as you guys want.
Copy. I
love
just
that attitude.
I want to read this because it's very important, and it's in Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 12 through 17. I'm just going to read it because while the nation will be destroyed, the individual can be saved, and only through Jesus Christ. But obviously I'm going through the Old Testament, right? And it says this, Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 12, and it says, the word of the Lord came to me again saying, son of man, when the land sins against me by persistent unfaithfulness, i.e. idolatry, which is spiritual adultery, I will stretch out my hand against it. I will cut off its supply of bread, send famine on it, and cut off man and beast from it. The food supply is being cut off. Steve's been talking about this forever, and now we're seeing it in play. People are going hungry. They can't afford. Listen, I had a dream where people... where I saw a guy that he said, I can only afford this or this, but my credit card does not allow me to afford both. That was a credit card. Now we're seeing videos again from the economic guys. Forgive me.
Epic Economist.
Epic Economist. I'm thinking The Economist. Sorry. The Epic Economist, the better one, where one lady was complaining that she couldn't afford. She can only either afford rent or food. When have we ever seen that in the United States in our lifetime? Never. Let me continue on. Verse 14. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Lord God. If I cause wild beasts to pass through the land and they empty it and make it desolate and no man may pass through it because of the beast, even though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord God, they would deliver neither their sons nor daughters, only they would be delivered and the land would be desolate. Or if I bring the sword on the land and say, sword, go through the land, and I cut off man and beast, even though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord, they would deliver neither sons nor daughters, but only themselves they would deliver. And it goes on to say that God will send pestilence. We're seeing all of that now in effect. And God is telling his people, you need to repent. And you need to repent now. You know, I've met people that voted for Donald Trump, family members, and they regret voting for him because they realize, you know, the better of two evils is still evil. And they realize that we have been played for fools. Something that I said recently, I think throughout the last few days, hey, diddle diddle, America's been played like a fiddle. And it's true. We've been played for fools. This is a world stage. To me, that's the way I see it. Now, before I never thought about it that way, but now I see it that way. We're being played. It's an orchestration of manipulation, which was one of the titles that I did on Q-Files. It is an orchestration of manipulation, and the hands that are pulling the string is Satan himself. Left or right, whatever he's promising whoever on either the left or the right, but it's all being pulled by the same puppet master. And same thing goes for a lot of the leaders of this world, maybe all of them. I don't know. I'm just, you know, majority of them. When the Bible says that the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one, the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we don't have to fall into that. We are, listen, we are to be looking for his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I don't want this kingdom anymore. Have you not seen, I'm saying to the listeners, what is going on, the murder, the chaos, the hatred, and it's only going to get worse. We are to be looking for his kingdom, the Prince of Peace. When his kingdom is established, it will be a kingdom and it will be forever, peace forever. And his reign, there will be no end. That's the kingdom I want to see. But this Babylonian kingdom is fallen. And anybody that's trying to save it by, you know, and they're going to say, oh, well, I'm going to pray that, you know, God, you know, changes Trump. He's not going to change Trump.